Okay, Wednesday evening, 3/19/23. This is part four of the One True God. We're going to look at some scriptures first. First one's Matthew 19. Let me say this first. You know, in our whole lives we've been in this natural world, but that's not the original. That's not the way it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a supernatural. God's supernatural. And we were made in His likeness and image. We're supernatural people. But what has happened? We've done a flip to where the flesh, for the most part, is rule. Everywhere you look. And this was not God's intended purpose. So the natural is the supernatural. A lot of people get weirded out when you start talking about spiritual things because they don't have any understanding about it and not realizing that they are a spirit being, whether for good or evil. But they are, first and foremost. So that gets us to the point that most think naturally. And if they saw a miracle happen, they just, ugh. But that's normal. So the Lord said to me, that's normal. We're going to have a whole lot of mindset changing. Like, man, is this really the way it's supposed to be? All right, Matthew 19, 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible. Just remember what I just said. With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now we're hearing about a lot of far out sounding things. Of things that could possibly be coming that we're just going, whoa. But a supernatural person says, oh yeah, that's just the way, that's the way of the Spirit. That's the walk. Picture a world like that as opposed to where we've been and where we are. Okay, Mark 9:23. Now Jesus has just said all things are possible with God. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It's a fact. God is a supernatural God and He made us a supernatural being. But we have to believe to activate that. That's God's MO. He's a faith God. That's the way He operates. So supernatural people are to operate the same way. This natural organized religion and this rite, rote, or whatever you want to call it, that most people go through, you might as well be going to a ball game. I'm sorry. All right. Now Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. So there's not anything that you could ever think, ever desire. If you can believe, God can make it possible for you. Way back early in our life when we struggled for so many years, we never thought we'd be where we are today. How do we do that? Well, we followed God, and also we began to develop our faith, getting more in line with His kingdom and His ways. Because, you know, in the kingdom, there is no lack. There is no desire. There's no consciousness of any of that kind of yuck that we have lived under as slaves. We're no different than the children of Israel in Egypt. We have been debt slaves. Okay. The Strong's here. Possible means powerful and capable. Literally or figuratively? So, the power's there and the capability for whatever you can believe God for. Whatever. There's nothing too big. Now, sometimes we ask beyond where we are. But if we hold to it, eventually we'll get to where we want to be. We should not be amazed at the supernatural, for Jehovah, the name of God, is a supernatural God. He created an earth and created the man and the woman to inhabit and maintain it supernaturally. I read Genesis 1, 26 through 28 to y'all, I don't know, maybe hundreds of times. Made in the image and likeness of God to take dominion over. What a part of the earth that he gave you. That was what he laid down. All right, we're going to look at the first mention of the name of God. This is Exodus 6, 3. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. Jehovah means self-existent or eternal. It's the Jewish name that the Hebrews called him, Jehovah. All right? Another scripture, this is Psalms 83:18. These are the only four scriptures that I found the word Jehovah in that context, just Jehovah. Psalms 83:18. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art the Most High over all the earth. He's not going to share. He ain't sharing with nobody. Contrary to popular opinion, he is not sharing. You know what? He's the only one that's self-existent. Think about that. That'll blow your mind. Self-existent. Like he had no beginning. There's no beginning, no end. It's always and forever. I'm going, you can't figure that out in your mind. You might be able to get a revelation in your spirit about it, but you cannot figure that out in your mind. No way. All right, Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. That's a cool scripture, isn't it? All right, Isaiah 26:4. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And the Strong's, you know, I told you Jehovah means self-existent or eternal, the Jewish name for God. We see some other names added to Jehovah that shows what he is to us. Jehovah Jireh is one of them. Let's look at that one. That's Genesis 22:14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh, the provider. Yeah. It means Jehovah will see to it. Jireh, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah will see to it. If you believe him, he'll see to it. He didn't put us down here to toil and sweat like Adam. He had this life and to think. Dana said she's read the book of Adam and Eve. And she said it opened my eyes like I've never seen before. She said because Adam and Eve, they killed themselves several times and God resurrected them because they were so heartbroken over what they had done and what they had lived in and what now. The devil was always trying to trick them and take them out and do evil things to them. That's the life we've had to live. Thank God for Jesus. She said, it just makes you just, it's so sad. And to think you lived 900 years like that. It's a good thing God kicked them out of the garden and they weren't that in that state for eternity. Yeah. All right, he's supplier or provider. Jehovah Nissi. Nissi means my banner. This is Exodus chapter 17. Verse 15. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Yeah. Amalek did some evil things. In fact, I'm thinking it's the Amalekites. Was it the Amalekites? It was the deal with Esther. Was it the Amalekites? I don't remember. Anyway. Armies have their colors, banners, and flags. Jehovah is our defender. We're under his banner. Proverbs, Solomon talks about, his banner over me is love. Banqueting house. Okay. All right, Jehovah Shalom means is peace. Jehovah Shalom is peace. Judges 6:24. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom, and to this day it is yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Yeah. Has he changed? Has God changed? No, he hasn't. Hebrews 13:8. It says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now we read about Jehovah being salvation. Who brought salvation? Jesus. Okay. Jehovah is the supernatural God. No other God can make the claims that he can. There's no other God beside him. Anyone that says they're worshiping another God. Anyone who says that there's another God, well, that's a demon. But Jehovah, then they're bowing down to a demon entity. He makes possible what we perceive to be impossible. He doesn't just do it most of the time because he desires to, but he waits on us to believe him. He loves to perform for us when we believe him. He performed many miracles in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Jesus, his son, God, became a man so he could identify with our humanity. He gave his life for us. He was God in flesh. In the day and hour we live in, we should not be amazed at what God will do. He is limitless and nothing is impossible for him. He wants us to imagine and believe so he can show himself strong on our behalf. All things are possible to the ones that will believe. Just pondering how awesome our God is, it shows just how much we need to expand our thinking and believing, not selling him short. All right, I'm going to look at one Old Testament miracle. This is the one the Holy Spirit brought to me, and this is the only one I'm going to share with. This is 1 Kings chapter 6. Okay, let's see. Verse 1. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And the house which King Solomon built for the king, the length thereof was... I'm reading the wrong thing, sorry. Oh, brother. What have I done now? Let me look again. Maybe it's 2 Kings, I bet it is. All right, it's 2 Kings. Okay. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, Go ye. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. And he went with them. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it into thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it up. Now, is that possible? It depends on if you're a supernatural person or you're a natural person. Think about living in the supernatural. Things we hear about today, like wireless energy. Satan has stolen it from us. This is God's creation out of his mind and mouth that he created for his children. There are many things that have been stolen from us, and we are to get them all back. Our Air Force has had anti-gravity ships for decades, yet they are hidden from all of us. He has stolen it from the church, we the body of Christ. We've been stolen from. He intended for all these goods to be for us, not the beast and his system. There's a lot of stuff like that that have come out of the mind of God to benefit his children. The ether's right inside the firmament. And what does it do? Free electricity, free power, no money, no cords you stick in the wall. Think about that. And there, it's operating. It's operating for the devil and his crowd, not the children of God. No, they harnessed it and make us pay for it and cause stuff to cause the rates to go up. Just think about it. Just everything they've sabotaged. Okay. This is what God wanted from the very beginning. No consciousness of any need, want, or desire. They had full provision. That is until the devil stole it from them. He tricked them. Yeah? Jehovah wants us to recover everything that has been stolen from us the way that he would. How did he recover what the devil had done? Yes, he did. Word. The Holy Spirit hovered over it. He imagined. God spoke. All right, Amos chapter 9. I kept thinking about that song, Did I Only Imagine? If you can imagine it, why? What would prevent you from having it? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the tread of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. That's the way it's supposed to be. Did I just write that one down? No, 3:15. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. One of their last dire attempts was they were going to come in and seize everyone's property. Do you remember? This has just happened in the last couple of weeks. They wanted to come in and seize everyone's private property for their own agenda to be pushed. And they were trying to figure out how they can come in and do that. Thinking, oh no, you're not taking our land. Who does that sound like? The devil himself. Stingy old whatever. Renegade. All right, Isaiah 6:24. No, your property is your property. We don't pay taxes on it. We do whatever the heck we want on our property. It ain't none of your business, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's not an Isaiah 6:24. Let me look at 16. Boy, I'm in word form tonight, aren't I? Well, there's not a 16:24, so let's just move on. All right. Adam and Eve knew no shame and had no needs. They walked and talked with God, then they acted like God until you know who showed up and ruined it all, and it's been going downhill ever since. Yeah. Think about all the outlandish stuff we've seen in movies. It is impossible for you to believe a machine that replicates, right? From kids was raised on the Jetsons. Whatever she wanted, she just, you know, put it in the duplicator or replicator, and there it was. Is that impossible to believe? I even watched a video on it. It's amazing. This would end poverty forever. It would never have to go anywhere. Well, we need more bananas. Well, where's the one that we left so we can replicate it? Shoes wear out, no problem. Go get your shoes. We'll stick it in there. Oh, you say your robe wore out? Well, let's just go get that one. We'll stick it in there. Does that sound impossible? Well, people swear that they are in operation. Just think about it. You would never have a need for money. You talk about a cashless society. No need for money because everything's plenty. And all you think about, you take all your focus off the toil and the sweat and all you've gone through, and now you focus it, what can I do to bless somebody? That's where your focus is going to be. Think about love being your focus. What can I do for my neighbor? What can I do for this one? What can I do for that one? Instead, oh, I got to work. I don't have time. I don't have time to do whatever God wants me to do. I got to work. I got to pay my bills. I can barely make it now. Think about the change. See, we don't know anything about this concept, but this is God's way. It always has been God's way. Oh, and while I'm here, I was praying about some things, and I believe the Lord gave me a concept about silver or gold or whatever. You're not really purchasing silver or gold. You're exchanging. You're getting your money out of a natural fiat system, bank, Federal Reserve. You're grabbing it, snatching it from the beast and bringing it back into your own bosom and possessing it. So I went and bought some silver today. And I want to keep doing it because I have a bank account that I want to zero. So I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start replacing it as much as I can. And if the change happens, it happens. But I saw it differently. Really, it's just an exchange. It's not, in fact, if it goes to, like Phil said last night, if it goes to gold's equal, you'd be better investing in silver than you would gold. Because now it's sitting around 30, 31, something like that. So if it goes to an equal with gold and they say gold's going to go to $5,000 an ounce, you're sitting pretty good. See, those precious metals is a preserver of your wealth. You may not want to go and take it and use it, but you can go exchange that for currency or put it in a wallet like you do, where you can do it digitally if you want to. Okay. All right. But and on another side of this, God has been made unto us wisdom. The God of the universe has, through salvation, given us the wisdom of God to be able to do things. I was telling Danny about the mats I bought, those clear mats. I said, they're just horrible. They're so soft. You can't roll of them. They're buckling up and they're just moving all over the place. I can't work. I just can't use this. And I spent all this money and I felt so bad. I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to eat it. I'm not buying any, because this was for the church ministry, for the office. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to go have to buy me some more. And just finding somebody that carries anything without having, if you order it, you may be ordering the same thing again. And so I went in there to take a bath. And the Holy Spirit just said, those mats you bought are made for a hardwood floor. See, I had them on the floor and on the rug. He said, put it under the rug. So I did. Problem solved. See, just simple things. He knows everything. Just simple things that are concerning to us. Because I was thinking, I don't want to go in town those old places, try to find me some mats. I don't want to order any more online and make another mistake. I was just really going, and my plate's been real full. And I'm just going, I don't have any room for this. Lord, help me, please. There was the wisdom. The simplest things, there's the wisdom, if you ask him. All right, where did I stop? God wants us to imagine it, speak it, and receive it. This is his modus operandi. That's how he operates. It was Jesus' modus operandi also. He was sent here to show us the way out of this mess. Okay, Mark 11:22 is a prime example of that. He's trying to teach his disciples how to deal with their problems instead of having meltdowns. Verse 22 says, and we know about the fig tree drying up, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Isn't that kind of like all things are possible to him who believes? Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Divine healing, divine supply. What was the first miracle that Jesus did? Well, we're going to look at that. This is John chapter 2. Get a drink here. Verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set three set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Did you notice here, didn't go to Walmart to get some cheap wine? This was a miracle of luxury. The finest wine? Yeah. A miracle of supply. Not that old cheap stuff either. God don't do cheap. I'm sorry, he doesn't. We need to lift our thinking. Now, I'm not saying go and buy stuff you can't afford. I'm saying believe God for better. All right? Jehovah Jireh is Jesus Christ. He's God the Son. This is kingdom operation. This is normal kingdom operation. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. How do you think that's going to happen? You work in it. That's what Jesus did. He came and showed us the way, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, he came and gave us an example of how you do it. That's how you do it. We're not waiting for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is already here. Yeah. We're going to look at that. Luke 17. Jesus made that statement. Luke 17:20. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, see, so many Christians today, they're waiting for the kingdom of God to come. They don't even know he's already here. He answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is where? Within you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's in you. So what's the problem? We've been sold a bill of goods. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The kingdom of God is here. I believe it's never changed from the days that Adam and Eve were in the garden. What happened? Satan's illusion. What is warfare? False evidence appearing real. There's nothing, if we believe, that can keep us from having the manifestation of what God says that we have despite the devil's presence. Now think about that. We've all been under MK Ultra programming. Here's what the word blinding means: to obscure. It's like this beautiful place, the kingdom of God, has a dark cloud rolled in when the stink rolled in. The devil, the stinkiest of them all, rolled in. The real kingdom has been obscured from view if you're looking naturally. It is in full view if you're looking at it spiritually. That's why you're to imagine whatever you want. You get a picture of it. When God saw the darkness, in the earth covered in water and the darkness, what did he do? He said the Spirit of God hovered over it. And then he spoke. Same thing. Same thing. Whatever situation that's dark, the devil has obscured God's wisdom, God's supply over it. But you have the ability on the inside of you to say, light be, supply, healing. You know what? If you can imagine it, it's possible. Whatever you see in the natural, get a picture of what you want. Don't let that thing keep you incapacitated. The devil doesn't win. He hasn't won. Jesus won. Jesus already defeated him. But you have to say, you can't be here anymore. And I'm not talking about the warfare that we go through as soldiers of the Lord. I'm talking about just normal things that are not where we want them to be. Okay. The real kingdom has been obscured from view. If you're looking naturally, if you're looking naturally. But it's in full view if you're imagining. See, faith imagines. It gets the picture on the inside of you of what God has said. When the devil throws in your face, look, that's wrong, look, that's wrong. And you say, fake news, fake news, fake news. All you have is fake news. Good news, good news, good news. All God has is good news. I imagine myself the way I want. I see what? I don't see what the devil. I say, Lord, I refuse to see what the devil is doing. I believe what you have said in your word about this situation. Isn't that speaking to the mountain? Calling it the way you want? Abraham said he's the God that calls things that be not as though they were. The little lady that lost her son, she said, it is well. She didn't say, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh. That's not helping. Does it ever change anything? No, it just makes you feel worse. But when you get on the other side of it and say, my God created it all. And he'll do for me whatever I believe him to do for me. He said there's not anything impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. If he can just get you in line with him to believe, he'll do it. It may not happen like our timing, but it'll happen if you hold on. Okay. He says it's yours, but you must call for it. You got to call for it. All right. When Jesus came to earth, he brought heaven with him. Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, through the new birth, he is in us. Wherever we go, heaven goes. Just think about that. When Jesus went places, people got healed, people got free, people got supplied. 5,000 fed, plus women and children, with 2 fishes. Six and two? Is that right? Five loaves and 2 fishes. Is that possible? In the kingdom of God, it is. He had a duplicator, a replicator. Supernatural. People call it a miracle. But, you know, they act like it's just something that happens once in a great while. No, this is supposed to be normal kingdom operation. But we've been so dumbed down. All right. 1 John 4, 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Heaven's inside of us. He came from heaven to earth to show the way. All right, go to Luke chapter 8. Verse 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. When he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not." Why did the devil cry out? Heaven. Heaven come to earth. That's why. For he commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Legion," because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. Them demons know. And when you get around them, they react. They can't help themselves. Like the woman following Paul. "Oh, these are the servants of the Most High God to show us a way of salvation." She couldn't help herself. The devils were crying out in her. It says even the devils believe and tremble. They're scared to death. They're giving themselves away. I'm thinking, if I was a devil, I'd be being quiet because I'd lose my place. No. They manifested. When heaven come in the room, they manifest. Are you come here to get rid of us? Are you come here to cast us out? He said we do the same thing he did, even greater. And they besought him not that he would not command them to go out to the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place in the lake and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. We don't know the power we have inside of us. We should not be surprised at all of the wonderful things that are going to come forth that come from the mind of God. We should expect them. He gave them to us. Miracles are simply breakthrough of the reality of the kingdom that has been obscured to us. All Satan has is an illusion. It's all trickery to keep you deceived and keep you fogged over where you don't see. When it's real, you know, you can hear jets flying around here, but we have so many clouds and mess going on, they've obscured our view. That's what the devil does. He's obscured our view. All right, I'm going to read you one more passage and we're going to be done. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. "And I, brethren, when I came up to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Don't you think for a minute these people that talk about all the tarot card reading and all this mess they're doing, and they're saying it's God. I don't care. A demon means knowledge. I don't care what devil is behind all of that. They never know more than God, ever. They will never know as much as God. See right here, it just said they didn't know. If they'd have known all the truth and all the story, it says they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no one. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.